Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Baba Basra, Daf Nun Hey, Baba Basra 55. Today's Daf Yomi, we learn about three statements that were said in the name of Shmuel. So says Rabba, Hani Tasmili Ishtali, Ukvan Bar Nechemya Reish Galusa. These three things, Ukvan Bar Nechemya, who was the Reish Galusa, said to me in the name of Shmuel. And these are the three things. Number one, Dina de Mahusa Dina, the law of the kingdom is the law. Number two, Arisuta de Parsai Admem Shinin, the sharecroppership or the chazaka that the Persians establish is really not going to be effective until 40 years have gone by. And so their Rashbam offers two explanations for this. One of the explanations is that the normal way in which the Jewish law says that a chazaka is established is after 3 years. But for Persians, according to Persian law, it's effective after 40 years. And so therefore, we follow that Persian law because it's basic principle of Dina de Mahusa, Dina, the law of the kingdom is the law. And then the third law is Hani Zarure de Zabin Awataska Zabinu Zabine. And the third law is basic level states that if there are people who pay the property taxes on behalf of other people, then by doing that, they're able to acquire the land. And the basis for this is that there were certain lands, which we know from other Gemaras as well, that the kingdom said that whoever pays the tax on these lands is able to acquire the land. And so since there's this principle of Dina de Malchusa Dina, the law of the kingdom is the land, we establish that that is correct. And therefore, because somebody has paid the property tax, and indeed it is his law, land. Going back to this principle of Dina de Malchuta Dina, the implication of this idea that the law of the kingdom is the law is that all the laws that the king establishes also have strength from the vantage point of the Torah. And so that even though the king is not Jewish, we as Jews are obligated to keep these laws. And so therefore the transfer of money via these laws is not considered to be theft. So what is the reason for this idea of Dina de Mahusa Dina? Because nowhere in the Torah does it say it. So what is the basis for this? So there's a number of basic approaches amongst the Rishonim to try and understand this. The Rashbam suggests, and he does this on Nun Dalet Amud Beis, that all the people who live in the country have accepted these laws as a precondition for living in that country. And so therefore, in order to live there, you have to accept it. This is the way you're going to behave. So one who doesn't follow these laws is, to a certain extent, stealing from other people because you've made a partnership with everybody, and by agreeing to live there, you've agreed to follow the laws that the king establishes. And so therefore, if you're in violation of that, then you're in effect stealing. That is one basic approach that is found amongst the Rishonim. A second approach is from the Rashba and the Ran, the Spanish commentaries, and they say that the power does not come from the agreement of the people to all follow a certain partnership in entering the land, but that actually the land is owned by the king. They view the king as a owner of all the land. And so since you're basically living on the king's property, the king can do what he wants. And indeed, this is the idea that there's a nafka mina here between the two approaches. That if we follow the first approach of the Rashbam, we've all agreed to this approach. And so therefore it would apply even if the kingdom was run by a Jewish king, we would say since we've all agreed to these laws, we have to obey it. But if it's according to the Rashba and the Ran, if it's a Jewish king, we don't say that the king owns all the land. So if in the land of Israel, some might say that the laws of Dina de Mahusa Dina do not apply, because there it's not run by a non-Jew who maybe we say owns the land, but the land belongs to all of the Jewish people. And so therefore, some might say that the Dina de Mahusa Dina, according to the Rashba and Ran's approach, doesn't apply in the land of Israel. Rabbeinu Yonah suggests a third approach. Rabbeinu Yonah says that Dina de Mahusa Dina is really a logical extension of the principle of Hefker Bezin Hefker, that a court has the right to declare something ownerless and to impose its will in a monetary manner on all aspects of the law. And so therefore, while this is basically an extension of a Torah idea of Hefker Bezin Hefker, it's also limiting it to monetary matters, that the laws of Dina de Mahusa Dina only apply to the extent that the non-Jewish court wants to take somebody's money and redistribute it, but it doesn't apply to any other areas. It's just specifically limited to monetary matters. Another opinion that's cited by the Kyrios Sefer is that the basis for this law comes from what's known as Parashas HaMelech, that in Book of Shmuel, chapter 8, verses 11 through 17, after the people came to Shmuel the prophet and asked him for a king, Shmuel warns all the people, and they say, you know what's going to happen if you have such a king? The king is going to tax you, and he's going to take your people, and he's going to turn them into slaves. And so the Gemara in Sanhedrin discusses this passage and talks about whether or not he was warning them that this, he was trying to tell them this is what's going to happen, or really, rather, he was saying that this indeed is what the king is allowed to do. And the Rambam rules in Sefer Melachim that actually this is prescriptive and that the king is permitted indeed to enslave everybody. And so therefore, on that basis, the Kiryas Sefer says this is the basis for Dina de Malchus Adina. The Torah grants this extraordinary authority to the king to be able to impose his law. So those are some basic approaches to this concept of Dina de Malchus Adina. But it's also important to point out what the Shach says, which is that Dina de Malchus Adina only applies when it's not inconsistent with the laws of the Torah, where it doesn't contradict the dinim of the Torah. But if it contradicts the Torah is more important, obviously, than dinim de Malchus Adina.